This year's Ash Wednesday and the Lenten season have taken on a special connotation and color occurring during the Jubilee Year of Mercy. Pope Francis marked the beginning of the Church's Lenten journey by sending off several hundred religious and diocesan priests on their own special path as missionaries of mercy in local dioceses and parishes. At the February 10th Ash Wednesday Mass, the Pope officially commissioned 762 priests from around the world to go out as special missionaries of mercy, empowering them to forgive even the sins that are reserved for the Holy See to pardon. "Look upon these, your servants, O Lord, that we are sending as messengers of mercy, salvation, and peace," Pope Francis prayed at the end of the December 10th Ash Wednesday Mass. "May Christ's voice resound in their words and Christ's heart in their gestures, so that those listening to them may be drawn in obedience to the gospel," the Pope prayed. Earlier in his homily, the Holy Father said that the missionaries of mercy were to be signs and instruments of God's forgiveness. "Dear brothers, may you help to open the doors of hearts, to overcome shame, not to avoid the light," he said. "May your hands bless and lift up brothers and sisters with paternity. Through you, may the gaze and the hands of God rest on his children and heal them of their wounds," the Pope said. The Holy Father sent out the missionaries of mercy in the presence of the relics of two great apostles of the sacrament of confession, Capuchin priests Saints Leopold Mandich and Padre Pio. Pope Francis had the relics specially brought to Rome for the occasion. The original plan was to have just 800 missionaries of mercy. However, with the overwhelming requests from around the world, the Pope ended up choosing over 1,000. On the eve of Ash Wednesday, Pope Francis offered the missionaries of mercy a pep talk on how to show the tenderness of God's love to those who confess to them during the Jubilee Year of Mercy. "Let us not forget, before is not a sin, but a repentant sinner, a person who feels the desire of being welcomed and forgiven, and who no longer desires to be far from God," the Pope said on February the 9th. Recalling the biblical episode of Noah's nakedness being covered by his sons, the Pope said, "To be a confessor according to the heart of Christ means to cover the sinner with the blanket of mercy so that they are no longer ashamed and can recover the joy of their filial dignity." Among the 762 missionaries of mercy who came to the Vatican to receive the official mandate were some 8 Indians. We talked with one of them, Father S. Panneer Selvam, the director of Suvartha Kendra in Pachmari, Madhya Pradesh, the National Center for New Evangelization of the Conference of Catholic Bishops of India, CCBI, the Association of India's Latin Rite Bishops. Today, in the first of a two-part interview, Father Selvam, who is also the Executive Secretary of CCBI's Commission for Proclamation, first explained the mandate he received from Pope Francis.
Actually, what I understood, it is how I am selected for this is because of the mercy of God. And mercy of God, as he spelled out in Misericordiae Vultus, it's the heart of the gospel. My mission in new evangelization is to bring the gospel of our Lord Jesus to the people. And this mercy is truly the heart of the gospel. It's a medicine for the people. It is a balm for the hurt. And this is very much needed for this time, for the people, every person in the world. And I am in need of it. I am in need of it, and every person is in need of it, this mercy. And I am very happy to be one of the members, one of the selected ones as missionaries of mercy. And my mission in India will be, I will be sent to the bishops, and bishops will be calling us where it is needed, and especially for the sacrament of reconciliation, and for preaching about the mercy of the Lord. So that is the real mission. See, we are here to give an experience of mercy of God to the people, and also motivate them to be agents of mercy or instruments of mercy. For that, we have already designed a course on Merciful Like the Father. And that course has 8 sessions, and it is in the way of new evangelization. Actually, mercy of God can be understood, and this year of mercy also can be understood only in the purview of new evangelization. It is one of the new initiatives of the Holy Father. He is a man of new evangelization. So if we enter into new evangelization with a new zeal, new methods and new expressions, this is one of the expressions in new evangelization. So in that way, in India, we are taking a lot of initiatives to make people involved in new evangelization, especially all the members of the church to be involved, especially priests and religious and all the laity. And we are giving training to make everyone as missionary disciples for the Lord. And these are the special courses in new evangelization, and especially on mercy this year. We will focus totally on mercy.
So it's specifically made for this year of mercy.
Only for this year of mercy. And I have already formed teams who will be carrying out, who will be giving this course in many places. Already I have given for four groups. And now already two batches many other people are giving. So I am forming people who will be giving this course, not only myself giving. So it is focused on lay missionaries also. So we form lay missionaries, not only priests and religious. We involve all the laity in this mission of mercy. So when we give this course and give them the mandate that you also are the agents of mercy, they are very happy, and wherever they go, they take the mercy of the Lord to the people. So that's the intention of the Holy Father. That is the vision of this year of mercy, that everyone receives the mercy. So we need to form people who will be taking this mercy, not only few, but everyone has to take and everyone has to enjoy. Especially in India, bishops will be inviting us where the sacrament of reconciliation, especially, that has to become the center. That is the place where we experience the salvation brought by Jesus. That indulgences also we can experience from the Lord. In that sacrament of reconciliation, especially, the Holy Father has given us the authority to forgive the sins reserved only for the Holy Father. So that is a great privilege, and only for this holy year of mercy. And that will be helpful for many people in the church through the instrumentality of the bishops of India. And I think this will become, this will bring about a kind of revolution of mercy in India, in the church, especially in the church in India. And many hurt feelings will be healed. And
now, talking about your personal choice, I mean, this elite group of missionaries of mercy, it's a privilege indeed. Among these 700, more than 700, you are one of them. Do you have any idea about how many more or less came from India as such, along with you, part of this 700 plus missionaries of mercy?
Yes, out of 762 who came from all over the world, in my knowledge, 8 came from India.
And how
eight
were you?
Of them.
How were you chosen? You do have to apply yourself, a request.
Yeah, myself. I applied, seeing the website and also with the recommendation of the chairman bishop and the bishop of the diocese, and they gave the recommendation, and then they selected, and they gave the invitation, and then I am here. For this, and I was very happy to participate.
Now, specifically, of course, you are the director of the National Center for New Evangelization of the Latin Rite Bishops. Apart from that, this special mandate that Pope has given you, Pope Francis has given you, what would be specifically your mission? Now that you're going back to India, where will you go? You'll go back to Madhya Pradesh only?
Straight away, I am going to Madhya Pradesh. And then immediately after 2-3 days, I will be going to Trichy in Tamil Nadu, where the retreat on mercy of the Lord will be there for sisters, for the religious, for 8 days, a retreat for the sisters. And then immediately I will be going to Arunachal Pradesh, Miao Diocese, where retreat on mercy of the Lord, especially for the year of mercy, for the priests, for the religious, for the laity, will be there. And then immediately I will be coming to Jabalpur. So there in Jabalpur, we will have, before the Holy Week, we will have a program for the priests and religious, especially on this Year of Mercy, Jubilee Year of Mercy. So there are already programs fixed, and also some bishops have already invited me to have some programs in their dioceses.
That was the first of a two-part interview with Indian Father S. Paneerselvam, director of Suvartha Kendra in Pachmari, Madhya Pradesh, who was one of the missionaries of mercy that Pope Francis officially sent out to the world on Ash Wednesday. Tune in the same time next week for the final part of this interview. This has been The Backgrounder, a weekly feature of Vatican Radio's English Service for Asia.